My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Before we get to some need it or keep it moments with the reboots coming up, I gotta say, man, I feel so bad for Bryce Young, man. This is
was it real? I thought it might have been fake.
I think it's legit. I think so.
Wait, what are we talking about being real or fake here?
So Dave Canales,
yes,
spoke to the media, and apparently Bryce Young was running scout team and said he had a terrific practice running scout team.
Yeah, he's running the scout team for the defense. He had a fantastic day just playing quarterback there, driving the guys and making sure that we're attacking the defense and forcing them to be true on their principles.
What are we doing?
I mean, answering the question. See, you doing that thing, right? I think sometimes.
What was the question?
We as the media are unfair, right? Because we pretend like he just came out of nowhere and was like, "I just want y'all to know."
No.
Bryce is doing a great job.
Okay, hold on.
He was asked specifically about Bryce. He's like, "Yeah, he did a great job today."
I think the question was something along the lines of, "What did you see out of Bryce today? How did he handle not taking first team reps?" And he goes to scout team. He was terrific. That's the problem I have.
What was he doing today?
He was running scout team.
He was running the scout. So he looked terrific doing scout team. Like, I don't think. I'm not going to make. A
I
lot
mean,
of
should
that.
We? I mean, should we feel good about this?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, if you were,
he's an all pro scout teamer.
If you a Carolina Panthers fan, are you sitting there like, woof?
Well,
I feel relieved.
But with that question, was there anything that he was going to say that was going to make people feel relieved?
I don't know if there was.
Yeah, but, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I just like Dave Canales going, he had a terrific day on scout team.
That's where he was.
Cool.
He's the backup. He's the backup quarterback. What's the backup quarterback going to do? Run the scout team.
Oh, God.
I just feel so bad for Bryce Young
too.
At this point, man.
I
don't think there's anything he can do. I think the best thing for him to do is probably try to get out of there.
Well, speaking of anything he can do, I do feel bad for the folks that are like constantly doing the, "Hey, man, he looks small." He can't do nothing about that.
No, there ain't nothing.
He can't do nothing about that. That is what he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I feel like he can still ball. I don't think he's bad because he's short.
Mm-hmm.
But
there's some of these things, because look, we know what football is for quarterbacks at this level. There are some things that, you know, the height definitely is an impediment for us. So like some of that absolutely is hurting him, but I don't think that's the full.
That's not it.
Yeah, I don't think that. Yeah, I mean, is he getting his passes batted down constantly? I think he's just in a bad situation. If anything, he's a bad quarterback.
But like, he can run that scout team, boy.
Terrific. Right. You being a jerk now.
No, all he had to do was say he's handled it like a professional, something like that. The question was about how is he handling it, I'm sure. I didn't hear it. But it wasn't like, hey, how did he look on the scout team?
That's where he was.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, needed to keep it. So I seen that they're doing a part two to remember this movie, The Passion of Christ.
That's right.
Didn't see it, but yes.
So they
really?
Doing they
nah, do, I never got around to it.
They doing a part two to it. So I guess we need the part two so we can see.
I was
how
about
the
to say something,
ended.
But I feel like that would be considered sacrilege.
I think I'm thinking the same thing.
So I'm gonna make sure to not.
I kind of want to find out what happened in part two.
Yeah, me too. Because it's not in the Bible.
I mean, what do you mean?
I mean, like The Passion of the Christ. I didn't see it, but I'm guessing it's the story of, you know, the Easter and all that stuff. The, you know, and the Easter.
I love this. Keep Easter. Going.
I can't believe what happened after that. Like, I thought they covered everything. Did they not do
I thought they covered everything. I seen, honestly.
I'm enjoying this so much. I just want to let you cook at this point.
I seen bits and pieces of this.
Like, did they leave a cliffhanger? Like, they left him on the cross? I mean,
did they leave a cliffhanger? It's crazy.
How do you have that's a serious question. How do you have a Passion of the Christ 2?
Yeah, I didn't even think this was a possibility, man.
Like, did you see it?
Yes.
Did they leave him on the cross? Said, hey, man, we're going to do another movie.
I actually don't remember exactly where they did it, but no, that was not. It was, they didn't leave Jesus on a to be continued. No, that was not what happened.
Yeah, they did show the part where he was carrying the cross, though.
Like, yeah, they showed sure, absolutely. No, he was crucified in the cross.
Do we need to see a part two to this?
Aren't we living part two?
I don't know, maybe.
Dude, I just went deep on y'all. I just went deep on y'all.
Open your third eye, kid.
Yeah.
But some more things that are being rebooted. This one I did not ask for, man. Matlock.
Oh, the TV show. Yeah,
TV show
Matlock.
Yeah, so.
Who is? Oh,
Kathy
man.
Bates.
There we go. That's right, Matt. Kathy Bates.
Yeah.
I just don't trust, like. I don't really trust very much broadcast television right now anyways. Especially, I believe that's a CBS show, and I'm like, hey, man, it don't hit the same, nearly.
Who was asking for that?
Oh, man, CBS loves trying to bring us the same vibes. Didn't, I mean, and just broadcast in general, like, we are in the era of, you know, redoing things and utilizing IP all
we're
over
out of
again.
Ideas is what you're saying.
And so, I think there's ideas out there. Are we willing ideas. To take the leap in order to try out new ideas and see what works, or just go to something that we know has worked in the past that we'll get people in on just off of the curiosity of it. But I mean, they remade what was it, Was it Miami Vice or what? No, Hawaii 5-0. Like they remade all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I expect nothing less.
I don't need Matlock.
Yeah,
Matlock is great though.
It was great, but I don't need it.
I think honestly, you could watch the old Matlock and be fine. I think that's
wasn't there a reboot of MacGyver that was good? I didn't see it, but like MacGyver, I'm here for. I thought that was good.
They rebooting everything, to be honest. And I got some more stuff. Apparently,
now I'm wondering if Matlock holds up.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna go home and watch Matlock on a Thursday in the year of our Lord 2024.
I wasn't even watching it then, man. That was
all right. It was good,
man. That was video NyQuil, man, for me.
See, some of y'all on the text line right now getting off your Passion of the Christ 2 jokes. I just want you to know I'm not reading them on air to protect you, but I am noticing and I am appreciating. Just wanted to say that.
A couple more reboots that are in the talks or I guess having that conversation. Frasier.
Are you down for a Frasier reboot? It's been rebooted and I've watched it. Is it good? Excellent.
Is it good?
Yes. Okay. I highly recommend.
All right.
Yeah.
What about a reboot? Now, they did this before, but a reboot of the X-Files.
I thought they did that.
They did it a couple years ago, but it only lasts like 2 years. But I think they're trying to do it again.
Yeah.
I'm good on X-Files.
Yeah, I'm good on X-Files.
What about this one?
X-Files feels like one that you should just go run back the first one.
Yes.
I think so, yeah. It look a little cheesy, but I think it's still fine.
Mm-hmm.
What about King of the Hill?
Yeah, they talked about that.
For sure.
I would love to see.
Because no one's going to age. No one's going to
age. Now, one person did. That was one of the voices. I can't remember which one, but one of them passed away.
But they've done that with The Simpsons. They've got new voices on half the characters.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to make
a huge difference. I'm in on that. Yeah, okay. I'm in on that.
What about...
What's her name? I'm trying to remember. I forgot. It's Brittany Murphy. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay. This one, I'm not really a fan of rebooting. Although I would like to see a reunion for this one, but Married with Children.
That'd be a good reunion show. I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm wondering what the new take on that would be.
Because it has to be them. You can only associate Married with Children with them.
I feel like the only thing they could do, to be honest, as everybody is older, is try to bring everybody. Yeah. Kind of how they did with Fuller House, where they just kind of bring the original cast in and they spin it off to the kids that we have no idea who they are and don't really care about them.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you're right on that 100%. Man, these Passion of the Christ 2 lines are hilarious.
There are definitely some in there.
All right, some daily inconveniences that you still can't believe haven't been solved. I got a couple of them. I want you to be thinking of some. 713-572-4610. I ran across this one. I really don't use my wife do all the cooking, so this don't really bother me. But somebody said it has to be a better way to package flour.
Oh, because it gets everywhere.
And then once you open it, there's not really a great way to.
Like, and it's always on the outside of the bag.
And why do they put flour in that? Like, you can't put it in a Ziploc bag.
I never thought of that. There has to be.
It's been years.
Can't you
flour,
put it in
man.
Like a canister or something? Like they do oatmeal or like something like that. I don't know.
That's interesting. I guess I had not thought about that, but I definitely got a bag of flour right now in a larger bag, resealable bag.
You have to wipe your hands on your pants
every time
you put it down.
Every time.
That's what I got the kitchen towels for. You do a little bit of that. Oh yeah, that is true. Christina Applegate is going through a little bit of a tough time. That might be tough for the Married with Children.
Yeah. All right. What about this one? Being able to successfully clean the inside of a windshield.
Without pulling a muscle or dislocating your shoulder?
Yeah, or just looking awkward, man.
You get the little splotches where you missed?
Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
I feel like the answer for that is like have the ability to pay someone to do it. Just like, hey, detail the whole thing. Get all that. Because if you bend over backwards just trying to get in.
But a lot of times you're just at the car wash. Like, you know what? I'm going to put some window cleaner on. And there's always like a couple spots.
It really is impossible.
Yeah. It's very impossible.
Yes.
What about this? This one touched my soul right here. The poor audio quality at fast food speakers.
Yeah, man. Why?
Why we still got that?
Why
we still got that speaker from 1962?
Everyone does it. Everyone has bad speakers. I'm like, what? Like, sorry, pardon? Excuse me?
And the worst part is you feel bad asking a few times. After a couple times, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. You feel bad making them repeat themselves, but you can't hear.
No, you can't hear them.
I think that the one place that do have the best quality when it comes to like the drive-through speaker is Starbucks. They got great quality. They actually have a full-blown screen where, and the inside, a lot of people don't know this, but you're supposed to have the screen on where you can see the cashier.
Okay.
They can see you.
That sounds like too much.
I'm saying we because I used to work there.
Ah.
And we can see y'all ordering whatever coffee and giving us attitudes and all that stuff. Like we can actually see.
Rolling your eyes.
Yeah.
I always assume that when I pull up that they got some level of spy equipment happening.
Yeah.
So I think technically they supposed to have the camera on, but don't nobody cut the camera on.
Yeah.
Shout out to the 281. Why doesn't HEB have any tap to pay type options with like Apple Pay or something like that? Like why is
I
that?
Didn't know they didn't. I hadn't
they
noticed.
Don't. Yeah. Yeah. And it's mildly annoying. Not actually annoying, but just enough to be like,
it's really annoying.
You gonna really make me take my card out right now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about this one? Elevators need an option to press the a floor button the second time to cancel.
Yes. Which apparently they do in Korea. Like apparently Koreans have that stock and standard. But in the US we're just like, well, you're going to that floor then. Like, but I want to go to another.
Oh, that's
frustrating. You're going to all these ones.
You're like, damn, I hit the wrong one.
Yeah.
And now you looking like a fool.
And then somebody else gets on.
You're just standing there.
Yeah, somebody else gets on and they think you're the a-hole.
All right, a couple more real quick. The hard shell taco packaging.
Yeah, instead of getting the crumbs. Now, they have done those flat bottom ones. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are better. I don't know if it's, you know.
What about the packaging, though? Like the way they package it.
I have no idea how hard shell tacos are packaged because I do not.
They all come in like
things.
A stack.
Oh, so I buy them all the time. That's a great little midweek meal. Make some taco meat.
Is that a thing for people in the community? What's judging that? The hard shell taco?
Judging it?
Yeah.
Like
because it's not the soft shell.
Oh, maybe. Taco. But you go into it with an open mind. This is going to be an HEB or whatever. Taco. It's not going to be something that's going to be, you know, knocking your socks off, homemade or whatever. But yeah, no, it's good.
Okay.
What about the way they package cereal? Because I think the cereal bag should have a zipper to it.
And you got to put, I put a clip on mine because I eat cereal just about every day. And it is very, very frustrating.
Yeah. There it is. All right. I was asking if there was judgment. There comes a text that says, that's a brown person, Lopez, shaking my head.
Uh-oh.
I guess eating the hard shell tacos.
Get over yourself.
Lopez is whiteified.
Get over yourself. like I guarantee you, hand to God, I guarantee you that person has bought hundreds of taco shells and made
you gotta make
crispy,
your own
crispy taco. Yeah, if you're not
you gotta make your
you're
own.
Not grinding the corn on a Wednesday night because you feel like tacos, you're not a
a real Hispanic. You lose your, you ain't making your own.
You lose your Hispanic card.
Gotta make it from scratch.
Get the hell out of here. I got one.
Okay.
I got one that you were talking about. You know what daily inconvenience that you still cannot believe has not been solved, Figgy. Plastic wrap. Like, you know, Saran wrap or whatever. I've said this in the past. We can put a person on the moon. Literally. But we can't make a Saran wrap, plastic wrap, you know, paper cutter or whatever that doesn't make it all awkward. I mean, it always rolls up.
Yeah.
Put your arm down.
You
got to
hold it. I have two people here. Hold it right there while I cut it. And even those things with the little slider cutter, they get all scrunched up on one side. I just want a piece of plastic wrap that'll cover, you know, my plate when I want it covered and will stick.
I mean, that's fair.
Is that asking too much?
It is mildly inconvenient.
It is more than mildly inconvenient.
You've nailed the assignment. Here.
My last one is the way they package bacon. Once you open it, it's a wrap.
Yeah, you got to cook it all.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yes, I'm eating 12 slices of bacon tonight, right? Yep. Like that's... In this scenario I just set up, I'm eating breakfast for dinner, by the way.
It's a wrap, but it's not plastic wrap.
Uh-huh. I see what you did there. Yep, that's all I got, fellas. Figgy Smith says.
I'm so mad at them for not making bacon easier. Really not that hard. Why are we doing this?
You would think.
No, it's big bacon. They want you to buy more bacon is what's happening. They know what time it is.
Or how about the hot dog buns? They sell less of the hot dog buns than the actual hot dogs.
Yeah, why are these not in the same quantity?
So you always had two hot dogs left.
Oh, that's no strategy buns. There.
That is.
Yeah.
I guess someone's just going to cut those things up and put them as mac and cheese. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, yeah. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? All right, anyways. It's In the Loop, Sports Radio 6. Sexton. That's Figgy's Mixtape. You catch it 120 every weekday here on In the Loop. And coming up next, we're gearing up to hand it off to Clint and Ron, who are hanging out at the Buffalo Wild Wings and Tomball. But before we do that, does it feel like this game against the Vikings will be on C.J. Stroud's shoulders? I'll tell you why. I'll let John tell you why he believes that to be the case. We'll do that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.